They started the music. We can't hear it, but it's some.
We are rocking and rolling.
It's a mix between. So put that headphone to your ear and just listen to this good music.
Am I live?
Yeah, you're fine. Look at this is the show. See, this is what I should have told you. We're this. This is how professional.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's real good.
That was good.
All right, Joey. Thank you for coming by.
Sir,
we're running a little behind because Michael couldn't get everything rolling appropriately, and
got to get it.
Still
didn't
have my camera to where you still have me where I'm out of the box.
Are you cattywampus?
You've got the lights on extra bright today for some reason.
It feels bright in here, doesn't it?
It feels real bright in here. That's because we're with a shining star.
Yeah,
Chief, how's that feel?
It's a great title with a lot of responsibility that I'm definitely looking forward to.
So now let's see. You officially took office first.
Yes, sir.
So you're now there. You're going on 2 weeks. How's it been so far?
It's been very good, moving forward, and just trying to get the ball rolling. Doing a lot of hiring right now as far as in-house, as some promotions, and just trying to get everybody in place.
How are you staff-wise?
We generally don't have to hire a lot of people because we live in a great town and a lot of people come to our agency just for the town of Cullman. We do have one or two openings for patrol and a couple of promotions we're going to fill very soon.
Okay. All right. So you're hitting the ground running.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know that for a fact because I used to be able to see you all the time, and I haven't seen you since you've gotten your new position. So I know that you've had been down to the grindstone at this new thing. What's your biggest surprise so far?
Just at how many meetings I have to go to.
Or is it community meetings or is it more organizational meetings?
Mostly organizational, but a lot of community also, which that's something we're going to be a big part of, and we've been busy with them.
And I know that was a lot of me, and you've talked about this in the past, is that's what you love to do. You love to get out there, get out and about, and actually see the people. Is that going to be a big focus that you're going to try to shift the department's attention to, is just more community engagement?
100%. That's a big thing with me, and I think that the police need to be involved in the community very, very much.
Okay. What's the next big thing that the office has? You got your trunk or treat?
Trunk or treat.
Help me with that. And I've never been. I mean, I've got enough kids I should have been, but – What is the department's trunk or treat like?
So that's an event we do. It's all volunteer for the police officers to staff the event. And every year we've done it, we give out candy, we have music there, we take sponsors, and it's been a great event. I mean, we generally have to go back and buy candy because we run out every year. And we're going to start with 70,000 pieces this year.
70,000?
Do you dress up?
70,000.
Do you dress up?
I have in the past. My wife makes me.
What were you last year?
A mad scientist.
Hey.
All right.
That's fun.
That. But this year I've told her that the chief has to be in uniform to meet the people.
You so can't get out of it.
You're
like
going
that.
As a police officer then.
That's correct. Did she accept that?
Unless she watches this show, I think I'm going to get out of it.
Oh, good. I hope that we'll make sure that she watches this show.
So I may be dressing up.
Jacob, do you dress up?
No. I would.
When's the last time? Can you think of anything?
To be honest with you, no.
This is the year.
I'm a very dull individual. No,
this is the year.
Do you dress up?
Sometimes, rarely, but I want to this year.
Like, why?
I just feel like there's something in the air.
Yeah. That means you have something. What do you want to be?
You know, Lord of the Rings is pretty good. Mike could do a, Mike could be a good elf.
I was gonna say Hobbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like Lord of the Rings?
Never watched any of it.
No?
Oh, Joey.
Oh, man, you're missing.
Joey.
I know.
Oh, it's fantastic storytelling. It's visual. Just, it's in your face. And I'll stop talking about Lord of the Rings now because everybody's going, this nerd.
I don't watch a lot
it's
of TV.
It's good, yeah.
Do you
it's
not?
Good.
Football and basketball and baseball is about it.
Sports guy. Sports guy.
All right. Here's a burning question that I have to ask you. And this is something that it's the only thing I've been thinking about since I knew that I was going to do this interview. On camera, if you've got to pick Alabama or the Saints.
I'm going to have to roll tide.
Yeah. Right. Roll tide.
That's what I thought you would say.
Yeah.
help me. I can understand the Alabama. That's easy. Mm-hmm. Where did the Saints, the love for the Saints come from?
I'm a regular visitor of New Orleans and fell in love with the Saints about 20 years ago. Just the passion for the fan base and the players, and just always been a Saints fan.
How often do you go to New Orleans?
We hit one game a year.
Yeah.
And then before I was promoted as chief, I was doing about 3 cruises out of New Orleans a year.
Really?
So, I said, that's what we're getting. You didn't know that.
Oh, the cruise.
I'm going to get
the cruise.
There.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
Who's the rival for New Orleans?
The Falcons are probably the biggest to me.
Falcons, yeah.
So is that – compare that for – because I've never been to an NFL game. Compare that game like Auburn-Alabama.
It's not as big, but it's the Alabama and Auburn of the Saints schedule, in my opinion. That's their biggest rival.
Is it – is the atmosphere is the pro atmosphere anything like college?
The Saints are closer to a college team because they have a band and cheerleaders and everything, but college is still more passionate, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, do you go to any Alabama games?
We do one a year now.
You do one?
I was a season ticket holder. It's about too much, honestly. Yeah. So we do one game a year.
Which one are you going to this year?
So we do my son was named after Bear Bryant, and so with the University of Alabama, you register your kid in a Bear Bryant namesake reunion. And so that game – or that event will be hosted before the Missouri game, so we always do that event, and then we're going to go to the
You're
Bama
going to that game?
Okay.
Okay.
Any predictions?
Bama.
All the way?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think so far? Bama, where are we?
Saturday was rough.
It was bad.
It was terrible, right? Can we say that? Let's be honest.
You don't have to be so hateful.
Man, it was rough.
Actually, that you do. Saturday was bad. Yeah.
They had it, right?
I look at Vanderbilt. What? It was Stephen Garcia.
Yeah.
Remember that game?
Yeah.
Had the game of his life. That's mm-hmm. what I compared the Vanderbilt game to. But South Carolina game was just gross.
It was bad. Alabama's got a lot of issues, in my opinion, to fix. And I think we're looking at some discipline-type issues. However, it's a very good team, and they have a lot of potential, I believe, to get it together.
You think it's going to happen? You think they're going to pull it together?
I'm hoping so. I mean, we're not used to losing. We're used to winning. And so it's – Vanderbilt was embarrassing.
Well,
that
but
was an embarrassing.
Vanderbilt had the game. I mean, that was the game.
It was a great game. I give them credit. They played it. I mean, they earned it, you know.
But, Chief, for our age, there were some years we were used to losing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not new to us.
Yeah.
It's new to recent, you know. But, I mean, back when we were in
if
high
you're
school.
20 or younger, you don't know Bama.
That's right.
Losing, period.
Yeah.
You're not used to
it. Think about that. A 20-year-old has really never seen Bama lose.
I know.
Good times. 3-loss season is just catastrophic, and that's the worst in the past 20 years?
Yeah.
Other than his first year, isn't that the loss?
Probably Saban's first year.
What do you think about Tennessee this week?
Big rival. Big rival.
But they got a loss.
That's right. So I'm originally from Jackson County, and in Jackson County – Alabama, Tennessee is bigger than Alabama and Auburn.
Really? Because you're close to the border up there?
So a lot of my family, unfortunately, is Tennessee fans.
Oh. Ooh.
So I don't want to hear from them. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, do you block them during that week?
We're probably going to be busy if Tennessee wins.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm originally from a little town called Section, which is just north of Scottsboro.
Okay.
And then we moved to Pawleys Island, South Carolina, about 4th grade, and then I moved to Cullman when I was around in 5th grade. So
you've grown up here.
Grew up in Cullman, loved it, wanted to raise our family here, and wouldn't live anywhere else.
Not even at New Orleans?
No.
You never would live down there?
I like South Louisiana, but my home's in Cullman.
So, and now, this is for me to talk. I've been there. I went to a banking school down in South Louisiana. It was on LSU's campus. You always hear about Cajun and how Cajuns talk, and being down there, there was times I was like, I have no idea what this person's saying to me.
Yeah, it's hard to understand.
But the food is delicious.
Jacob, when you say that, do you mean just like other people at the school, or when you're going to the, you know, shopping, or just anybody out and about? Or
no, if you go eat, you go, especially like a little gas station.
I was going to say gas stations or something, restaurants.
Yeah, you'd always heard it, and you're like, well, they got that Cajun dialect.
Yeah.
And you hear some people, like Facebook, I can't remember the guy's name now, why he cooks a bunch, and he talks in a real thick. There's things that he says that I don't have a clue
what
they are.
Yeah.
Then I got to hear it in real life, and it's one of those, you walk into a gas station, this guy, and I'm not even going to try to do a Cajun accent, but they'll say something to you at the cash register. And
yeah, I want
to
hear this.
I have no idea what that guy just said to me.
Yeah.
I can't because there's a cuss word every other word, so I can't just go off.
I got you. We'll need the sensor button for that one.
Yeah, just hear beep, beep, beep. Yeah. But it's I could see the appeal. I mean, it's even with all that, it was, I don't know, it's just laid back and I just didn't care.
Yeah, I mean, good family people. Best food I've ever ate is in South Louisiana. Great fishing.
What do you eat? What do you eat when you? What do you order?
I'm a Cajun guy. I like the shrimp. You know, shrimp. Cajun shrimp. Got to get a beignet if you're in New Orleans. Chicory coffee, which is amazing, and just seafood related. I mean, there's so much good. The po' boys real popular down there too.
Oh man, yeah. I like so, po' boy.
What about like a gumbo? Anything like that?
Yeah. So I don't eat onions, so I'm limited on gumbo.
Oh yeah.
But it's popular down there.
Yeah. You don't eat any kind of onion at all?
I don't eat onion.
You stay away
from
it.
So if it's in something, you will not eat it?
If I know it's in there, I won't eat it.
You go, you said, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
What if it surprises you? Will you quit eating it?
Yeah.
All right. That's I'm that way with
good
olives.
To know.
I'll try to avoid it.
I hate olives.
I was going to say, you're not an olive guy, are you?
I hate olives.
No.
Will you eat olive?
Yeah, the black ones. I don't like the green ones.
What's the difference? They're both nasty.
The tart taste.
There's a subtle... There's a subtle difference.
As my wife says, I'm a picky eater. So,
all right. Now, you've already mentioned it. And I was trying to decide if I wanted to go down this rabbit hole, but you mentioned it, so I do. What do you eat on the cruise?
I like the guys' hamburgers, pizza, and, of course, the shrimp. So,
is there shrimp on a cruise? I've never been on a cruise.
Yeah. I've never been either. What's it like?
Best vacation you'll ever have.
Really?
Mm-hmm. How many have you been on now?
I think we're up to about 17.
Wow. So y'all love it.
And that's since COVID. So
since COVID?
Yeah. Yeah, we're living in a bunch.
I mean, you'd rather do that than just go somewhere.
Yeah, so I like the Caribbean. It's you know, the water's a lot more, you know, beautiful and pretty and see-through. And then the food and the price of the vacation's a lot cheaper on a cruise.
So it's affordable.
Because your food's included.
Okay.
So
is everything included?
Unless you buy like an excursion or something like that, everything's included. So it's a lot cheaper to go on a cruise than it is a lot of times to the beach.
And I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you stuff like you're a travel agent. Now you got me curious. When you say all-inclusive, mm-hmm. So anywhere you want to go eat on that boat, you can go eat.
There's one or two cost dinings, but you can avoid those. The majority of the food is very good, so we always eat that.
Is it like buffet? Or?
Yeah, they have buffets and sit-down.
Okay.
Is it limited to quantity?
Much as you want.
Oh, man.
All you can eat.
Yeah.
See, and I've been to one all-inclusive resort. We went, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. And I was real skeptical. I thought there's no way this is true. And I'm going to tell you, I hurt those people by the time we left.
You
there.
Did all you could eat.
Oh, I put it to the test. And they never turned me away once.
Your money's worth.
Man, it was fantastic.
Is that what y'all do? Do you put it down?
No, so as I've gotten older, I've got to watch the carb intake.
Okay.
So, yeah, so
do you do like a low carb thing? Or?
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
Have,
yeah. So, a lot of meats and proteins. Yeah. And
I'll take the steps on a cruise and not the elevators. Kind of makes my mind feel like I'm losing weight, you know.
Yeah.
So. I saw you and BP were directing traffic the other night. It's a nice post on Facebook. I saw that. Will you be able to get out and about and do those kind of day-to-day things much anymore?
Not as much as I once did. However, I still believe that's important that the guys see us and especially the public see us. Because one thing with me and Sys Chief Patterson is we don't believe we're too good to do anything. So I thought that, and it got me a chance to get out of office, which I enjoyed, you know.
Yeah.
So see a lot of the high school players, the cheerleaders, and the parents. So.
I mean, everybody's used to seeing you at the high school games. It's going to be different with you not being there every Friday night.
I did work Friday, though.
Where were you?
North end zone.
Oh, see, I don't ever go to the north end zone.
Yeah. Officer Anderson was gone, and I actually took his spot. So
nobody can take his spot. You did your best to fill in.
He's a legend at the high school, so I probably didn't live up to the standard, but I tried. So
I never realized it until you start paying attention to how much when you're either at those games or just SROs in general, how much they're called upon to either if there may be some issues brewing mm-hmm. or there is issues brewing, especially in sports, youth sports a lot. Officer Anderson was at, it wasn't this past Saturday before, and on the thank goodness is on the visiting side we were playing. They got a little rowdy, and he had to go over there, and just his presence calmed everybody down. And until you really see that, you don't realize how much that's a calming force. He didn't have to get out of hand. He didn't have to raise his voice. Him just being there. So thank you for allowing them to be in the schools. I think they're a very, very important part.
I absolutely agree, and we're very fortunate at Coleman PD to have such great SROs. John's been there for years, does an amazing job, has an interactive type personality that really blends and cultivates with the kids, and they respect him and does a great job. So
he's one of those, and you said it, he can sit there and they'll talk to him like he's one of them, but they know there's that line, and as soon as he gets into SRO mode, you better not cross it.
That's correct.
He'll put you in your place quickly, which yep. I appreciate.
And he's a good size, strong guy too. I don't know anybody that would want to.
I don't want to wrestle with him.
He's a big boy. So, yeah, he does a great job. However, every year the Falcons win, he always blows my phone up.
Oh yeah,
he's a big Falcons fan. So when they beat us 2 weeks ago, he all of a sudden kept texting me all kind of stuff. So,
see, Alabama or Auburn fan?
He's Bama.
Okay. All right. So at least you can agree on one thing.
You're pretty public with your fan stuff with sports. Do you feel like that draws people out to kind of, you know, like if Alabama loses or like you say?
Yeah.
Do you feel like people come after you a little bit?
I've toned it down a little bit over the years, you know, but I think that's something in Alabama. We have great football teams in this state and we're very passionate about sports. So I think it kind of, a lot of times that's a starting point of a conversation with people we don't know is football, you know, or sports. So I think it's part of us as being Alabamians.
In the position that you have, not even just the position you have, being a police officer, a lot of times the public sees you as just that, and you lose the humanity side. Mm-hmm. You being so vocal about just those kind of things, and you said it's sports, that's something to relate to, then you can be Joey instead of just Chief Duncan, because it could happen quickly to where you were just Chief. Mm-hmm. And then it's not near as relatable, and there's that fear element from people instead of what I liken to respect, because they know you.
Yes.
And don't ever stop that. Don't ever get to where it's just Chief, because then that's all people are going to see, and they really need to see through and see Joey the person. And that's what you've done such a great job of throughout your career. Now, how long you been with the department?
So counting my part-time jail, 24. This is my 24th year with the Coleman Police Department. So
goodness,
been there a while.
You have been there a while. I am. You started in the jail.
Started it. Yep, at the age of 18 as a part-time jailer.
At 18. Wow. 18.
Can you start at 18 now?
You can. Primarily, I think the county hires 21-year-olds, but you can hire because you're not a police officer. You're a jailer. There was a difference of job title classification.
You get a badge?
You get a badge. We didn't carry a gun or nothing like that. We just worked in the jail.
Okay. Do you have arrest powers outside of the jail?
No, sir.
So it is, I mean, you are an officer inside that jail.
That's it.
Okay. All right. And we're talking a little bit about this before. Is that the same badge number that you got whenever you started that you have now?
So we used to change them every year. Fortunately, about 10 years ago, we started sticking with the same badge number. So 10 years ago plus, they've kept my same badge number.
Okay.
But used to, you'd have to learn it every year. It changed every year. It was kind of confusing, to be honest with you. That's just the way they did it back then. I mean, they would change them, you know, with retirements or whatever it was.
Now, is the badge number on the actual badge itself?
It is. It's at the bottom.
Okay. So it's cost effective to keep the same badge number also.
Correct. So if you get promoted now, you keep the same badge. It never changes.
No matter what. So a patrol officer has the same badge as you as the chief.
Correct. Okay. So we're going to all gold badges, and that will limit that will take the place of us having to buy a badge every year an officer got promoted, and they can just keep the same badge their whole career.
Is you going to make any changes to the uniforms?
I think we're going to stay kind of where we're at now. We're doing some limitations on what you can wear, but primarily keep what we're doing.
Okay. I didn't know if we were going to have just big flashy uniforms or if you're going to just maybe a black and gold uniform, huh?
Yeah. Go Bearcats, right?
Go Bearcats.
So.
Huh.
What's your go-to Taco Bell order?
Oh, dear Lord. He's already started.
I hadn't been to Taco Bell in about 7-8 years.
Really? Yeah. Did you have a moment where you're like,
I kind of quit eating out.
The carb thing. Okay. I gotcha. Yeah, so. It's hard to do low carb and eat out.
So what's your
out.
Cheat meal?
Freddy Day's cater. Love Freddy Day's.
Oh, yeah.
Try to hit at least once a week.
You get
Freddy's
steak?
Food is pretty, it's not just completely unhealthy. No, I mean, he's cooking meat and vegetables.
Yeah. Well, you need a cheat day once a week. I mean, at least on carbs.
Yeah. So what's, all right, just carbs. What's your go-to carb?
I'm a big fan of okra.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okra.
That's not even a bad carb.
I was going to say, man, you're going.
it's fried, though. You know?
So only fried okra?
Well,
fried.
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat anyway, but I'm a big fan of okra. So.
Oh, I love okra.
Yeah.
And mac and cheese. Like everybody loves macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
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 You a mac and cheese guy?
Oh, yeah.
So you hadn't mentioned potatoes yet.
Yeah, I kind of stay away from potatoes.
You don't fool
even
with
on
it.
A cheat day?
They're pretty bad. That's like two cheat days.
So doubling up.
They're bad.
So no McDonald's fries. Nope.
Maybe when's the last time you had a fry?
It's been weeks. It's
so
been
even
weeks.
On the cruise.
Now vacations are, you know, you eat what you want on vacation.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
For the whole week?
Yeah, you're in a different country. It doesn't matter. You can eat what you want.
That's right.
As clean as you eat, though, how bad do you feel whenever you get back?
No, it's okay. I mean, I feel okay, you know. So,
so what you're saying is it's worth it.
Yeah. But I think you have to cheat and eat a lot, you know, carbs every now and then. Just primarily try to stay away from them. As you get older, the metabolism, working like it was when I was 21.
It's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hadn't learned that yet.
Because, about 4 years ago, I guess I'd lost about 60 pounds. I mean, I got pretty bad. And changed my diet and lost all that weight. So
wow. Do you have a regular workout routine?
Don't eat carbs.
That's it. Yeah. That's the go. Okay.
Yeah. It's a lot easier to focus on your meals than exercise every day.
Yeah.
I don't remember you being heavy.
I was up to about 270.
Yeah, well, don't say that. You're a lot taller than me, and that's what I weigh. So, yeah. Yeah, I hadn't figured out the whole carb thing yet. Maybe I'll have to get you to write me out a workout plan like you're on.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's what you eat. You still need to exercise, which we do, our officers do, but I also focus more on what I eat now as far as limiting carbs, you know.
What do they do? Do you have any kind of PT, a monthly PT?
Yeah, so we have a PT standard, which is basically in line with APOS, which is our standards for law enforcement of the obstacle course. And our officers are allowed an hour and 15 minutes to PT a day to enhance and promote their physical fitness within our agency.
Do they take advantage of it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good. And a lot of guys, I mean, they're big CrossFitters, you know, so they do extra.
You ever tried that?
No.
Jacob, do you do CrossFit?
No.
You tried it?
I do CrossFit?
Yeah.
No.
Throwing weights around and
no, that's not that's not
CrossFit, isn't that what it is?
CrossFit is such a mix. I mean, you've got to be in great shape to be a CrossFitter. Yeah. Never have been.
And I think a lot of the newer officers are probably more willing to do that. I think it's a generational difference. My generation doesn't really PT like we should probably, but the newer officers, they're all about that.
They like it.
I mean, they're big. You know, that's a big thing to them.
Which is, in my mind, is a good thing.
It is. Really good.
I mean, if you look at a police force and there's a bunch of jacked up guys, you're going to be like, let's move on. Let's not start our crime spree here. With Coleman's growth, you're inevitably going to have a rise in crime.
Mm-hmm.
I think the department's done a great job of keeping it under control, but how do you sustain that going forward?
So we live in a great town, obviously. I mean, everybody wants to move to Coleman. And I believe if you don't grow, you're going to get left behind. We've always been able to keep up. We've never had any major issues in Coleman. Our biggest issue and most complaints is always about traffic or wrecks.
Yeah.
We've done a really good job of getting our fatalities down here in Coleman. And going forward, we're actually creating the traffic unit or getting them back in place. Years ago, this was in place, and it had a great successful rate of reducing crashes, and ultimately fatalities was the biggest part of it. And so we're getting that going again to basically go after bad drivers and reduce vehicle crashes and ultimately fatalities. We want to lower all that. So,
what's a bad driver?
I think our biggest issues is distraction, whether it be your phone, not paying attention.
People texting and driving.
Yeah, that's bad. So I think that's
It's not
something.
Just the young kids, though, right?
I think it's everybody.
It's everybody.
Every type of age could be distracted.
I think more people our age do it more than
older,
younger kids.
Yeah.
I think younger kids are scared enough of driving that they'll somewhat pay attention. How many times you drive down the road and look over and there's somebody just, I mean, facing that phone?
Yeah.
If somebody slams on their brakes, they're going to eat them up.
It's not good.
It seemed like a couple of years ago there was a wreck, twice a day. Mm-hmm. But it seems like that's come down a lot. I don't notice as much. Do you think that's the case?
Our stats are looking the best that they've have in several years. I know on day shift we went to a traffic officers, and so those guys basically work wrecks and stop cars. That's what they do. And I think that has helped a lot.
So you think that's kind of the big factor there?
Yeah. So we get stats and printouts so we know where the most crashes are occurring, and then we get those officers to literally target what the violations are causing the crash in that area. And it ultimately lowers our crashes.
What kind of driver are you?
I'm a good driver.
Are you?
Yeah.
When you're out there?
I guess a born driver, as my son calls it. You know, I'm in the right lane, you know. But I've also did reconstruction with traffic homicide, so I understand what happens at certain velocities, you know. So
you've seen the effects. So.
Correct. Mm. Yeah.
He's the chief of police. What'd you expect him to say? I'm a terrible driver.
You know, you never know. You never know.
Yeah. What kind of driver are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm average, I would say.
I've never stopped him.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Well, you've never stopped me either, and you probably should have.
What? I have seen you flying up 31 before.
No, you haven't.
Yeah,
make
I've
up
seen
stories
it. That's
trying
the truth.
To be cool on air.
Oh, I don't have to try. It just comes off.
That's what we're talking about.
In the vibe.
Look at that picture of him. See the vibe that he puts out?
Looks guilty.
Me and you are over here just okay. He is guilty. It does look like a mugshot.
Yeah.
I'll put some lines back here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Does that mean now this is a very loaded question. Does that mean that people are going to see more tickets in the city?
No. So I don't believe we don't tell our officers to write tickets. I think anytime we change behavior, whether that's a verbal, written warning, or a ticket, the message was served. And a lot of people just make decisions that they may need an officer to say, look, you don't need to do this, and here's why. So, no, we're not out to write a bunch more tickets or any of that. So,
okay. And thank you. I don't think that's
–
use it as a deterrent. It shouldn't be used as a weapon.
I agree.
In my mind. So, I don't ever want us to get to that small town to where we've got speed traps everywhere and just
–
you got an officer sitting there just lighting people up as soon as they come through. Because we can all think of a town that you roll through and immediately you look to see, all right, where's he at? Because he's here.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me because I drive too fast, but.
I just need to watch for you.
I drive a white Toyota Corolla. I was trying to find a car out there somewhere. I couldn't find one.
Do you play any video games?
So, not really. Now, my son did buy the new college football game.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you try it?
I may have tried it.
Yeah, so. I bet.
Have you played with anybody besides Alabama?
No.
You're not even going to try.
I guess it's because I'm getting so old. I just can't keep up. There's so much going on now.
Sure.
And it's hard to honestly keep up with going on.
It is.
Did you score?
No, it was bad.
Was it?
Was it that bad?
It's pretty hard. It's pretty
tough.
Hard now.
It
but
is.
It's so realistic. It's not like a Nintendo. You know what I'm saying?
Nintendo.
Yeah. Which I still have one of those. It works too.
Do you really?
I do.
You ever pull it out and play it?
Now, the wife plays Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
It still works. Sure does.
Do the kids get into it? Do the family, you know, do you have like family fun with the old Nintendo?
So my son's 17.
Okay.
He thinks it's boring because he's all in the computer gaming and all that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's more along what I can, I guess, pay attention to.
Right.
The PlayStation stuff's a little fast right now. It's a lot going on with that.
I hadn't even looked at the new game because I know that I can't do it.
It's realistic. I mean, it's pretty good.
I'd play Call of Duty with Case, my 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Were you pretty good?
I really did. I really thought that I was. I mean, I'm not a gamer, but I could.
Yeah.
I could shoot some people on there. We'd get done, and it has tallies at the end of it. He would have triple the kills that I did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and he's just sitting down there. He's halfway
paying attention.
This is embarrassing that I allow my kid to do this, but he's got his iPad with YouTube videos, and he's playing the game. He's halfway watching his YouTube video playing this game. destroying me. Mm-hmm.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I need to take a lot of it away. But that's a topic for a different day. We'll do kids and their electronics. Parent, another one. Yeah. I'll be the old man up here shouting, even though that mine are doing it. One thing that we haven't talked about is everybody knows about you is Diet Grapey Co. Oh, yeah.
How did that start?
That's what I want to know.
So when I started losing weight, basically during COVID or just before, I had tasted several diet sodas and or Cokes, and they were awful. Just tasted flat to me, and I tried a Diet Grapey Co., which everyone's made in Alabama, and it was amazing. So it's really the only Diet Coke that I like to drink. And I got kind of bored during COVID, you know, couldn't go anywhere, so I started putting Facebook stuff out there about Grapey Co.'s being funny. And it kind of took off, honestly. Mm-hmm. So
it did.
It was kind of funny, you know.
Do you still like them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's not one of those that now you get, somebody will give you one, you're like, oh, gosh.
No, I keep about 3 cases of Diet Grapey Co. at home at all times.
How many are you going through a day?
Not many. I mean, 1 or 2, you know.
Oh, okay. But, so it's not like, you're not like me where I drink those Diet Mountain Dews constantly.
Now, when I got sworn in, the mayor threw me for a loop. I don't know if y'all watched the swearing in. Uh-huh. He was talking about this and that. And he got a 12-pack of Diet Grapey Co. from behind the chambers and handed it to me as I'm swearing in for chief. So he got me pretty good with that. So I thought that was funny.
I did too. Are you going to keep that one?
I've already broke into it. Oh. I was thirsty. So, yeah.
I like that. That's like having a gun and just never shooting it.
Yeah.
They're made for a reason. So
he told me before the council meeting he was going to get me, but I didn't know what he meant. But he got me pretty good.
Hmm. I saw that. It was pretty good stuff. Man, it has – this whole Diet Grapey Co. thing has reached just – far away lands.
Yeah, it's been an adventure that I started off, you know, being funny with it, and then I don't know, it just kind of blew up, you know. So
can you find them anywhere else outside of Alabama?
No, I've never seen one outside the state of Alabama, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still find them around here?
Yeah, you can go to Walmart or your local stores, they still have them.
They do.
We actually have them at the PD now in our vending machine.
What?
Yeah,
you got them to put them in there.
Well, the chiefness said I had them put in, and
that's pretty good. I like
pretty
that.
Empty, though.
Does anybody drink them besides you?
Oh yeah,
do they really?
Got a whole fan base.
Dude, they should be. Might be a sponsorship somewhere there for you.
You really should reach out.
Nah, I'm on duty. Yeah, we don't do that.
Oh, you can't do that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
we're not trying to lead you down.
Yeah.
Great answer. Right. That was a trick question, and you passed.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've never had one.
I'll bring you one.
No, you don't have to do that.
They're good.
I mean, I've got enough of advice with that.
So so Premier Bank has them, because if you'll notice,
because of you,
I know. So I'm not even like putting money in the bank. I'm just going there to get a drink and leave these days. You know? I appreciate
if he ever runs out, stop by and say, "Hey, give me one of those."
Yeah, good drink.
And that's been that way for, gosh, a couple years now.
Yeah, yeah.
So Joey helped us. He helped us design our Back the Blue debit card.
Oh, mm-hmm.
He was instrumental in getting that thing going. So thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate y'all doing that.
It's something that we love to do. So anytime that we can do anything to help police, sheriff's office, fire department, any first responders, it's a very thankless job. So we want to do anything we can to help.
Appreciate that.
Anytime y'all need anything, please reach out. And I know there's plenty of other people in this community that feel the same way. That's what's great about Coleman,
mm-hmm.
is you see all this unrest and defund the police. That was never an issue around here.
Never an issue. And that's something as officers with Coleman PD that we've always been appreciative of, is the community has always backed us, mm-hmm. and always supported us. And I think that's a reason that I've stayed at Coleman PD, because you don't get this at many places. Great community, great citizens, and that's a huge reason that I've stayed my career here and also accepted the job of chief of police, is how the community backs us.
Yeah.
It's always been a lot to me personally.
And I do have to say this, and you don't even have to respond, but I think it's a very, very telling sign that you are the right person just by social media. You're always going to have one weirdo that's going to say something, but I mean the vast, vast, vast majority of comments were in support of you, and there was
a big response.
Yes.
Yeah. Huge.
It's one of the largest responses you'll see, and it was 99.9% positive. Again, you got that outlier that's sitting in their basement wanting to say something stupid. But it shows that you've been out there. people know you, people respect you, and they know that you're going to do a good job. And that's something a lot of places you couldn't get that because you wouldn't be able to see the people, and frankly, they wouldn't support you even if they saw you. So I love our little community.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate the fact that you stepped up, because it's a big position. I mean, you've got a lot of responsibility on your shoulders, but we all know that you can handle it and you'll do a great job leading us forward. So I want to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. And huge, huge response. I didn't know that I had 600 contacts in my phone. the Facebook blew up. My phone blew up. I lost count at 600 phone calls.
Wow.
And I don't have 600 people on my phone. So I don't know how they got my number, but it was huge, and it meant a lot to me to think that that many people support you. So it was definitely enjoyable, and it was a lot of text messages. My phone was ringing until 1:30 a.m. in the morning. Congrats, all this good stuff. So did keep me up, but I appreciate it. Working in a community that supports you is huge, you know, and not every city has that, and we're very fortunate, Coleman, to have that. So.
And you've got to can't say enough about Assistant Chief Brandon Patterson. Mm-hmm. You two together, you'll work well. You've been together forever. Correct. Good news is I've seen y'all work side by side, and it's not one of those to where you're so like minded that you can never disagree. Y'all can have disagrees. Mm-hmm. I liken you to brothers. You'll sit there and you might fight like cats and dogs. Come to one realization of this is what we're going to do,
mm-hmm.
and then. Let's move on to the next thing. There's no hard feelings, no nothing. It's all right, let's go and let's move.
Correct. You know, he had been in place for about a year. Does an amazing job. I mean, he's jammed up, does an amazing job. And he was a big reason that I applied for chief, because he was already in place as assistant chief. I knew me and him make the right team, and I knew we could do everything we wanted to going forward, because of what we bring to the table. So he was a big reason by him being in place that I applied for chief of police.
And that's something I definitely want to, it's not like there's animosity or anything like that. Y'all are in sync, ready to move forward with this thing. Then I think the world of you, I think the world of BP. Mm-hmm. So I know that you'll lead everybody in the right direction.
Okay. What about on date night?
Date night.
You and the wife, do y'all get out, hit the town, anything?
So we're getting older. If it's 9 o'clock, it's getting bedtime. Nah, I'm just kidding. So our last date night was Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Me and her went to Oktoberfest, had a blast. Great event we do here in Cullman. Prior to that, our kid does swim team. So wherever he's at,
y'all are traveling.
Correct.
A lot.
Always traveling. But I would say the last date night is we went to Oktoberfest.
Nice.
I took her to Oktoberfest.
I'll have fun.
Waited in line for her, you know, to get a meal. So.
Did y'all do the Ferris wheel?
We did. Yeah. That was
You did the Ferris wheel?
That was her idea, and she made me get on it. So
if you can't tell, she is the boss.
He's the boss. So.
And he's smart enough to know admit
it.
That.
That's right.
So we've been together since we were juniors in high school.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Long time. She's a nurse, and so it's kind of – I always believe nurses and cops kind of gel well together. We just see weird things and our profession. So she keeps me in line. So
fantastic.
All right. I've kept you long enough. I know you got plenty to get back to. Thank you for coming in.
I appreciate
everybody needs to get an opportunity that doesn't know you to get to know you, because I fully hope that you'll be in this position for a long time. This better not be something that's short-lived. I want you there forever, so don't you go anywhere.
I'm not going
Don't you get to where there's too many cruises calling your name.
No, I'm very fortunate to be selected as a chief and enjoy doing the job. So.
Well, Joey, thank you. We appreciate it. And come back and see us. We want to sit down some more.
Will do. All right. Thanks, sir.
Michael,
thanks.
As always,
good seeing
man.
You.
Thank you,
Michael. Thank you. Thank you, guys.